I would like to invite each of you to listen carefully to God's voice in your heart. Listen to His voice. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid.
Are you getting on here, Kaiser?
Sure.
Tell us who you are.
Colin Kaiser.
And what have you been doing, Colin, the last month or so?
So, just literally like a week ago, because this is August 5th or 6th, I don't know, I finished my job working for the Value Them Both Amendment here in Kansas.
Nice.
Important work.
What are you going to be? What's your plan up next?
Don't really know. Trying to find a job. I've applied.
Great worker.
There you go.
You should work at the Dillon's Meat Market or Papa John's.
Yeah,
or
those are my only connections.
Oh, that's so great.
Right. I don't know anyone in the hiring world right now.
Okay, Colin, cool. we'll be supportive of you. I'm sure you're going to be hanging out at St. Paul.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I think I'm probably going to have you a lot in my St. Paul basement, which will be great.
Yeah, probably.
Your sister's going off and doing missionary work in Steubenville, so I need one Kaiser around.
Yeah, she left right at... I left 2 years ago to go to seminary. She stayed home, and as soon as I get out of seminary, she leaves. So I'll be one Kaiser at home for a bit.
Okay, keep it up.
Great.
All right,
cool. Enjoy the conference.
Pray for us.
Good seeing you, Colin.
Rhea Pels, get over here. No, you guys have been waiting.
You've
get
been
over
called
here.
Out. It has been said into the podcast. You have to come say hi.
We've got the Rhea Pels here. The Rhea Pels are Knights of the Holy Queen, mm-hmm. and not I'd say mediocre frisbee players.
Mediocre.
Their ultimate skills. Where'd Carrillo go?
It is.
Where did JP go?
I don't know. JP left.
You need to get him over here because JP, you've never seen anything like this before. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
JP dropped 10 touchdowns in ultimate the other day. And I'm not like
that's hard to come back.
Hit him
from.
In the hands.
I can confirm.
He got a catch yesterday.
You can confirm.
It was a startling performance. Okay, brothers, you guys are in Knights of the Holy Queen. Your experience, we're all knights. Your experience, why is Knights of the Holy Queen important? What's going on with Knights of the Holy Queen? Why do you like Knights of the Holy Queen?
Getting close to the mic when you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Knights of the Holy Queen because you just go, like, being able to hang out with guys who agree, like, not politically, but, like, religiously, standpoints with you, getting to have good conversations with them every week is amazing. So, yeah, that's
amen. What do you got, Dad? Dominic?
Jude and Dominic here. Dominic,
yeah, that was
speaking.
Jude.
Yeah, I think it's just people that are so similar to you. It's just you can agree with them a lot, so.
What does it say under your name?
Peck, Kansas, baby.
What in the world is Peck, Kansas?
The only thing good in Peck, Kansas is Boudreaux's Burger Barn. So if you've never been to Boudreaux's Burger Barn,
I don't even know where Peck, Kansas
is.
How am I going to find Boudreaux's Burger Barn?
It's right in between Clearwater and Hazel. So
I live in that area, and I don't know where my address was Clearwater growing up, and I don't know where Peck, Kansas is.
So if you just go... I don't know. I don't know my directions.
How is that possible? What's happening?
I've only been driving.
You're
like
a grown man.
Okay?
Just drive south for a while and you'll find it.
You'll find
drive
it.
Drive south.
No, you
for
won't.
A while.
I guarantee you'll miss Peck if you're on the adjoining side road.
I agree 100%
Peck.
With Father Drew on this. Driving south will not
really
make you end up in
the
Peck.
The town of Peck is like a 2 mile by 2 mile like square. I think that's the size of Peck, and then all the.
I think that's generous.
That's so generous. There's no way Peck is two. It's no four way. Square miles.
How big is this burger place? Like a mile by a mile. I would go see that.
I don't know. It's kinda
I would
like
go
a
to
cabin
that
cabin thing. It's pretty.
So what burger do I order when I go to Boudreaux's Burger Bar?
No, like it's just a burger.
It's just a burger.
Amazing.
Okay. All right. So, we have a reason
like,
to go to
your
Peck, Kansas.
Tots and fries. So
I'm a fry guy.
Peck, Kansas. Population 162.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. And the Rhea Pels make up about 62 of those.
Geography. The climate in this area is characterized by hot, humid summers.
Oh.
Generally mild to cool winters. That's kind of cool.
Sounds like a nice vacation spot.
Yeah. Say something into it. I don't know who you are.
Hello.
I know, but it's a special type of mic. It's going into a machine.
It's going into a machine. Yeah. You are a technological whiz.
That was amazing.
It's going into
all
a machine.
Rhea Pels, are either of you becoming priests? Let's just get down to it.
That'd be
It's always an option for me.
There we go.
Oh.
That's good.
I'll say the same.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, there it is.
Do either of you want to commit to the Diocese of Wichita here live on About
the Electric?
As you guys say, you don't commit until you get ordained. So.
Oh.
He's been paying all attention. Right.
All right.
Out of here. Don't use stuff against us.
I think we should have a deal. Like, anyone that appears on the podcast, if they get ordained, there's like got to be a gift, a prize down the way. So if either of you guys or Caleb or Sam get ordained, I don't know what that is, but there should be something.
Some sort of
we'll give you a signed picture of the three of us. What does that sound like? I mean, something, I don't know.
I love
don't
that.
Allow
I'll
that to
that.
Skew your discernment.
That's right.
Don't get ordained,
don't be ordained
just for the autograph picture. Let me be clear.
All right, Rip Hells, get out of here.
Good
we'll
see you guys.
We'll see you at nights.
Hello.
Okay,
hello.
You gotta introduce yourself.
My name is Andrew.
Andrew,
I'm from
what?
Tulsa.
Jacobs.
Hi. Andrew Jacobs from Tulsa. What's
Oklahoma.
Your deal, Andrew?
What? I'm just here as a just coming to the conference. This is my, I think, like eighth time at the conference.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy about the conference? What do you like?
I don't know. I kind of like the high school program and the middle school one. I just like going through all the different programs. The middle school is probably the wildest. As you can imagine, middle schoolers are very wild. I don't know if we ever learned anything. I think we just played games the entire time.
That's worthwhile.
So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I helped run the middle school program a couple
Did
years
really?
Back in the day. Everyone taught us to it. So, I mean, it used to be standard, like camp team would come and do the middle school program.
Liz was asking for, now she just asked for volunteers. They've gotten weak.
Oh,
soft.
Gosh. Volunteers.
Volunteers.
Lame.
What? So what grade are you? Year are you? Do you go to college?
I'm a junior in high school.
Okay, junior high school.
I'm starting my junior year, yep.
Where you go to school?
I'm a homeschool.
Okay.
So, yep. I really want to go to Benedictine College.
Hey,
that's the top of the list right now. I've talked to the lady probably for like 30 minutes over there.
Have you ever considered Wichita State University?
I have not.
A lot of people call it the Benedictine of South Central Kansas.
A lot of people that hang out at
just
call it that.
I can't wait till we get 18 on. Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to your vocation director, Father Michael Pratt, friend
yes,
of mine.
That's
so
him.
Vocation director of Tulsa, great guy.
Yes, he is. So. He is. We've had him over to dinner multiple times. He is a hilarious guy.
He's a good man. He's a good man. So if you live in Tulsa, you shouldn't mind talking to Father Michael Pratt.
Yeah, you should. So. He is a funny guy. He's a really good. I actually never had a conversation just one-on-one with him, like the whole vocations talk. I haven't done that with him yet. But
you're going to be a junior?
Yeah.
Then it's time.
Yeah,
it's time.
Probably coming
it's
down
time.
The road sometime soon, probably in the next year. So
and,
I don't know.
And if you join seminary, Tulsa's got to send us like some, you know, kickback because we
what's
encourage
Tulsa known
this.
For? What, is there like a food or something that Tulsa's known for?
No, I when I step out from Oklahoma, I'm like, nothing ever happens in Oklahoma. It is literally boring. People are like, where is that? I'm like, I don't even know.
We get Father Kerry Wakula. No, we don't want nobody.
I'm more nervous. Father Kerry, shout out because he does a podcast. I think once
he
a week.
He does. He's fine.
And he is hilarious.
That makes me more nervous than Lori Dorneman.
So,
any questions you got about discernment? Anything you've been wondering? Anything you've been praying about? Anything that you have been thinking about as far as discerning priesthood? Things you're nervous about, excited about, things you're thinking about right now.
One thing, so we were up in Colorado visiting the seminary up in Denver, Colorado.
St. John Vianney.
Our friend he's a director of sacred music or whatever at the seminary. And so one thing that I saw that was really cool is like, just like seeing how much fun the seminarians have throughout the year. Cause I thought like priests, like seminarians, they gotta be all holy all the time. It's like nice to see that they're like guys too. They love to having fun.
Amen.
And I talked to this one seminarian from, I don't know where he goes to seminary, but he said they have like a seminarian World Cup every year and that it gets really competitive. He's like, after every match, I have to go to confession because that's how intense it is. I'm like, that's what I'd love to hear. And then it was really cool seeing the liturgy lab. That was another aspect of the seminary that I thought was really cool. Because, you know, you see priests, they start out, they're new priests, and you're like, how do they learn all this stuff? Mm. Well, they got to practice it at seminary, so they have this room that's like a little tiny church that they practice everything. And so I thought that was really cool. So seminarians pretty cool. Seminaries are pretty.
That's
cool.
That's a good moral and a
and,
good.
And they're
thank you. That gets us pumped up.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're going to
okay,
be pumped
go Tulsa.
Up.
Okay, go Tulsa. Tulsa forever.
Get a sticker.
You get a sticker.
I already
put my
water
bottle.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. I already came by and talked to him already.
No
so.
Way.
Big fan. We've been talking.
You can
earlier.
Join for the Dice of Wichita. We're going to get in trouble here for for.
I talked to him already for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Good conversation earlier.
I don't know where you guys were.
That's how I knew about this.
Yeah,
because Father Drew did not do his job of advertising. I was actually getting people to make sure they came by the podcast.
So once again, I'm like, podcast, heck yeah.
And my brother, like I do.
It was a joy to meet you.
Thank you.
Pray
thanks
for us.
Coming on.
I will pray for you,
let
you guys.
Us
I'll talk to you guys probably at another point during the
we'll
conference.
We'll be here.
Cool.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks for stopping
really
by.
Real quick. JP Carrillo is here. JP got... Is it true that you dropped 10
rumor
touchdowns?
Rumor on the street. I
a
have
lot
been
of
told
have been talking about it.
That
It is true, but my excuse is I had the audacity to tell Mickey to pass it to me, and then every catch after that, it wasn't going to happen.
And that's not every
Mickey
not
does
an
bring the heat. Mickey's got a tight throw.
No, that's
not an exaggeration.
As soon as I asked him to, like, I had the audacity. I did.
You get a touchdown last night?
I improved last night. Okay. Alligator works.
Totally redeemed
that's
himself.
Our boy.
Alligator.
We're proud of you, JP. Go get him, okay? We're very proud of you. This was a treat. Oh, boy. Okay, JP, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Keep up
the
great
weekend.
Work. Are you popping on here? Tell us your name. What's going on?
My name's Viva Papstorff.
Are you related to Caleb?
I'm his little sister.
Wow.
What's it like to have a brother join the seminary?
Scary.
Would Caleb have done anything with his life that would not have scared you?
That's probably
not.
Yeah,
I feel like if we were asking
question.
You, what's it like to have a brother studying dentistry, you would respond, scary, Reva. I just feel like that's the vibe.
Seminary is a bit different, though.
Okay. Seminary is a bit different than dentistry. I'll give you that.
Reva, what are you up to?
I'm a sophomore in high school,
okay.
So I'm homeschooled.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of different courses.
Okay.
I've been to a lot of retreats recently. I met a lot of the seminarians.
Okay.
Awesome.
That made it a lot less scary.
Okay. That is true. There's something really
true
about that.
There's a lot of seminarians standing behind you, actually. Did you realize that?
You're getting
I don't know. I guess when I thought of him going to seminary, it was this very alien idea. Like, I knew nothing about it. Totally hit me by surprise. When you meet some of the seminarians, it's like, oh, it's not just a black hole. Like, there's actually people there. They have...
Mm-hmm.
They do things. They talk.
They're good guys.
Yeah. Well, that experience is actually, I think a lot of people have that, Reva, because they don't
absolutely
know what seminary is like. And so it is kind of spooky when a family member goes in. And then you get to meet some of the other guys and realize, yeah, it's not that different.
Reva, thanks for being on. Take a
Thank
sticker
you.
If you want. She doesn't want a sticker. I understand. I don't have a sticker either. Okay, we've got four seminarians who have just walked up. Caleb's already been on. All right, boys, one by one, introduce yourself, where you're from, what's your deal?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Kobe Nguyen. I'm from St. Thomas Aquinas. I'm entering Theology 1 at the Kenrick Glennon Seminary.
The
Kobe.
In St. Louis, yeah.
The Kenrick. Father Drew's alma mater.
My alma mater. We had a table last night of all Kenrick people. We hung with Kansas City seminarians last night. Kobe and I are playing golf this week. What do you think? Let's predict our scores.
Say that again?
We're predicting our scores. We're golfing this week.
Yeah, so I think you're going to be in the triple digits. As long as we're...
I trust your judgment on that. I've never seen him golf.
Yeah.
All right, we're done.
There's
with
a
this.
Chance for him to win if we're playing like a threesome versus one. You know, I might be...
This
in
is dramatic.
Yeah.
Kobe, how many guys are golfing?
Well, there's four of us, right?
I think Patrick Carney, Peter Burkamp, and Kobe and I are on Wednesday.
I thought you didn't have a fourth, so I told Patrick he's out. So
what? Patches is in. It's fine.
Okay, Patches is in.
Okay,
Favorite part about seminary. I think the brothers at the seminary, I think the variety you get at like a major seminary is really cool to see kind of the other dioceses and how they function and the things they bring to the table and like what you can bring it back to your own diocese is something really cool to see and everything.
That is so cool. That's cool.
Are you named after Kobe Bryant?
You know what? I actually am, but my parents hate me, and so they named me with a Y instead of an E. So.
But are you legitimately named after Kobe Bryant? I've always wondered
that. So, like,
that.
They, like, wanted me to make my life difficult, and so they're like, you know what? Like, we've got to be a little unique, and so we're going to name it with a Y instead of an E. So for the rest of my life, every time I go somewhere, like, never spelled right. Actually, there was one time, like, I get so frustrated, I just call myself Jack, and Father did not... Father
That's
Chad
a solution.
Did not like that. We were at Whataburger last summer.
I forgot about... I was annoyed by that. I was annoyed.
There was an order for Jack, and Father
I'm trying
was
to get out meals for 40 guys and trying to make this easy on the Whataburger person, and they're like, we've got a burger for Jack. I'm like, we don't have anyone by
There's
name
no
Jack.
Jack.
What?
Yeah.
Goofy. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right, Kobe.
Mamba mentality. I like
Mamba
it.
Mentality.
Yeah, it really is. Truly
we love
is.
You. I'm going to whoop you this week. Take a
yes.
sticker.
Thank
I know
you.
I know you already have one and are a
awesome.
Big listener, of
yes.
course. And so.
Of course, yes.
All right, who do we got next? Patty Olson, get in here.
Hello.
Got to lean into the mic.
Get a sticker.
Bring
JP's,
mic in close.
JP's being a baby, and so he needs to come get a sticker.
Okay.
Don't drop it like the Frisbee. Two hands. Two hands.
Tell us about yourself, and maybe tell us about the hat.
Okay, so my name is Patty. I am a graduate from
Good
Cleveland
radio.
Recently. I am entering my freshman year at the house, and I come from Blessed Sacrament. So if you were here in person, you would see that I'm currently carrying around a hat, right?
What kind of hat?
Well, so this is a Stetson. I'm not quite sure what the model is. You know, I know the make, but not the model. My first real hat I purchased on the day before I entered Father Chad's office, and I picked it up right before I entered. So essentially, if you're discerning whether or not you want to enter the seminary, buy a hat, and you probably will.
Okay,
I think we need that line posted outside of Hatman Jack's. Did you get it at Hatman Jack's?
Yes, yes.
The greatest haberdashery in the city of Wichita?
They could be the sponsor. They should pay for the electricity of this podcast.
I have bought multiple hats from Hatman Jack's. They should sponsor. As a bald man, I need hats.
I've never gotten a hat. We have a guest from behind that I think is a Hatman Jack fan.
What?
No, never mind. I misread the situation. Patty, what's your favorite part about seminary?
Well, I haven't entered yet.
You've had a summer.
Yes. I have absolutely loved making the new friends. You know, masculine friendship is a thing that a lot of guys lack when they're younger, especially in high school. And being able to break through superficial levels and reach a deeper level of a virtuous friendship has been really, really gratifying. So,
okay. Patty, always looking sharp. He's got a three-piece suit on. He's got a hat. He's got his breviary. He's sucking up to us a little bit.
His roommate was on earlier.
We had Sam on earlier. So, you guys are going to be a great team.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, Patty, the man. Keep it up. Take a sticker. This is working great. All right, we got our next.
You're giving all the stickers away to guys that are already in the seminar. You realize that's really not the purpose of those things.
I want the sticker back. I want the sticker back. Thank you. Okay, never mind. You're already a seminarian, so it doesn't matter. All right, next.
That was practice
for obedience. Good job.
You passed.
Okay, I'm Ben Wemhoff. I am also a new seminarian this year.
Brand new?
My parish is St. Thomas Aquinas, best parish there is.
Ooh, those are fine words. A lot of people that don't go to St. Thomas Aquinas, Ben, so.
Hey, we've got four going, Father. We're going to get some more.
All right, fair enough.
We have prospects. Father Drew's working on a couple for us.
That's the whole east side. Is my
every
vineyard.
Parish in Wichita that's not St. Thomas Aquinas. I hope you heard that gauntlet drop for the number of seminarians. So St. Thomas is throwing down the gauntlet for the number of seminarians. So,
hopefully.
All right,
Ben, what are you doing this summer?
Well, I worked at the Catholic Care Center, landscaping. You know, it's pretty great.
Do you want to work at St. Paul? Why are all these people doing landscaping not for me? I don't understand.
I was never offered a position with you.
It's true.
Oh, that's a good point.
Father Chad, honestly, blame Father Chad. He told me about the Spiritual Life Center.
What the heck?
Not the Newman Center.
I just thought you were looking for free laborers. I didn't know if you were actually paying anyone.
That's actually a great point.
Did you get any calluses this summer?
I have gotten a few, yes.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
A priest for both calluses and chalices.
Amen. Amen.
What's one skill you learned this summer? Gary and I, as very indoorsy guys, I always am learning.
I have tons of skills. Nunchuck skills.
Well, others. I mean, how to plant trees properly to make them last for 2 years and that's it.
Why only 2 years?
They just die.
I don't think that's how trees work, man.
They're like iPhones.
Apparently, we need to take this boy to a forest.
What do you mean they're 2 years and they die?
Exactly. We're not in the business of planting trees. We're in the business of replacing trees.
Do you still want to hire him for St. Paul? Sometimes.
The forest that only lasts 2 years.
They come and they go, but mostly they go. Father Samuel Russell.
That'll be a homily someday. Hold on to that one, man.
Hold on to that one.
Best part about being as part of the squad for the last few months? You're a Capen kid, just worth throwing out there.
Bowler?
Yeah.
A bowler?
Bowler, yeah. State champs, yeah.
Is that true?
It is. We won in 2021.
Father Clay
is shaking in his boots right
Father
now.
Clay Kimbrough now is famously the best bowler in the diocese and a state champion at Bishop Carroll.
Ooh.
Ben is a bowler, and the former seminarian Cody Fox, who was on a little bit ago, is also a bowler.
Former seminarian. It's so fun while he was a seminarian until he insulted Bishop Kemi.
You guys beat Carroll in...
Oh, we destroyed
it. Get out of here, Ben. Hey, did you guys hear that they announced Chaplain Capen's next miracle?
Wait, really?
To become a saint. Oh, okay. So I think they're going to probably make a big scene about it later in the day. When Capen beats Bishop Carroll at football.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
He's getting high fives.
He's getting high fives, people.
Oh, wow. Ben even high-fived him.
Etienne's a Carroll guy, right? Why are you not supporting me?
I thought you said Capen beat Carroll.
But they aren't going to, so that's why it would be a miracle.
A miracle.
I thought you said, I'm
I gotta explain my jokes to everyone.
Yeah. Is that how it works in homilies too?
You wouldn't believe it. All right, Ben, what was your favorite part last week?
Favorite part? Honestly, I gotta agree with Kobe. Just like the brotherhood, like spending time praying, like just with one other guy or praying with two or three other guys in just a small room. It's a very intimate setting. And just being able to share the time with them and in that brotherhood as just as men, it's really honestly something different. Never experienced it before until I actually did enter seminary. So I'm really grateful for that experience.
That's awesome.
We're happy to have you as part of the squad.
That's cool. Oh,
thank you.
It's going to be a good year.
Don't
it's
take
be a good
sticker.
Year. So don't take a sticker.
Do not. Just real quick, I'm looking at this is bad radio. But
bad
what am
radio.
I looking at
What's
here?
In the
this
bag?
Is Kobe's duffel bag. This is the bougiest duffel bag I've ever seen.
Actually, it's kind of impressive.
What's in there?
What is happening? Why is it this
that's
fancy?
That's why his cassock's always wrinkly. It's like always in a bag.
Even the new guys know that's not a good way to carry a cassock.
He was asking for a steamer
it's
earlier.
It's just so fancy.
Is there a
you're
dog
bougie,
in there?
Man. Look, you're a bougie. All right, Ben. Good work, Kobe. Good work. Albers, are you getting on here?
Oh, dude, okay. At first, when I first came up to here, I wasn't sure what was going on. I was about to blunder in and be like, oh, hey, guys. And I was like, oh, there's microphones. I should
you could have. There's no rules. That's there's no absolutely rules. No rules
there's,
for this podcast.
There's plenty of blundering
and it may
going
never
on.
Air. There's a pretty high chance that right. None of this ever airs.
You definitely
and so,
might want to cut some of this out.
We have at least 12 minutes of good stuff, and we've been recording for 54.
All right, Ethan, what's your deal?
Okay, so my name's Ethan Albers. I'm from St. Rose. This will be my first year in seminary. I think it's a little bit of God's providence that I'm here today because I listened to like the first 9 episodes of this podcast.
Long-time listener. Wow.
Today at work you did?
Yeah,
oh, never mind.
I figured that like
12 hours he's been the biggest fan we have.
Well, there was nothing really else to listen to, so I figured I might as well listen
thanks,
to
thanks, that really means a lot to us.
That's most of our audience.
Where are you from, Ethan?
Cheney, Kansas.
Cheney, Kansas. Same place. Burt Camps are famously from Cheney and not from Garden Plain.
Famously. I like to disown him. He's from Garden Plain.
No, he's not. I've been to his house,
address.
And his address is...
he went to school at Garden Plain, though. So
it's true.
Take
it's
that
true.
Okay, Ethan, you're joining. You're going to go to the house formation. Is that right?
Yeah.
Favorite part thus far the last few months? We have all new guys here. Where are the returners?
Hey, Kobe.
I don't know.
I would probably have to say just how, like... really welcoming everybody is and like how authentic they are, like just they are aware that you are not perfect and sometimes they like to make you aware of that when you're acting like it. So
what do you think of the bishop's house?
Beautiful.
I got to hang at the bishop's house sometimes on Fridays at Friday formation. So
I think it's really cool that like just to have the chapel in a place where you live, like that's another thing I'm excited about for seminary.
It's a nice thing at the house. Just walk down the hall and slip in the chapel. Ethan, when we had our first conversation, tell the people what you were doing for work when we first spoke.
Okay. So I was working at a structural steel ironworking place. And so what was going on there is like my third week in, I break my finger almost clean off, like with a torque gun. I stick with it for 3 more months, and all the guys are like, you're crazy. I would have quit if that would have happened. So for some reason, I decided it would be a good idea for stay for another 3 months. I leave that. My plan was to always do that for like 3 years, get maybe some certificates.
You told me very specifically your plan when we first sat down and talked that you were going to be that steel apprenticeship for 3 years.
Right. Go to seminary after. And then like I was like, well, now that I'm done with this, why wait? So
the Lord's plans don't always sync up with what we think our plans are.
Right.
That's beautiful.
That's for sure.
Okay, Ethan, we're praying for you. We're excited for you.
Appreciate
we'll have
it.
You probably on the pod at some point. I don't know. I tell people that all the time.
Thank you, Father.
Okay, you're welcome anytime. Who else do we got here? What's up?
I'm Thomas Chave. I'm from Hutch. I'm homeschooled.
Okay.
Talk to Father
We've spoken before. Yeah, he's been down to the office.
Uh-huh. Are you related to Father Wesley?
Yes, I am.
No way. Yeah.
Another vocation director?
Our hero, the vocation director for the Diocese of Dodge City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the relation?
He's my uncle.
That's awesome.
I believe if your uncle's a vocation director, you're destined to be
you
a priest.
Have
I
to
believe
become a
that's
priest.
In canon law somewhere. I don't know if you've read that part, Thomas, but
done.
I do believe it's in canon law.
Can you tell me where?
I cannot. You will have to call a canonist, which is really expensive, so I suggest you just take my word for it.
Thomas has an incredible afro for our listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not going to last very much longer, but...
How come?
It's just getting too long.
It would probably be hot, but it looks sweet.
Yeah.
How long did that take to grow to get
about
that?
Eight months or so.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I think it's like 4 or 5 inches.
It's impressive.
Hey,
you'll have to cut it before you join seminary.
Chad had hair to his shoulder.
I can appreciate
he's a little more lenient.
I can appreciate certain hairstyles.
Do you have any pressing questions about discernment, spiritual life?
I guess just like, is it a good idea to go to college first?
Ooh.
Or is it smarter to go to college seminary?
We're looking to see who's going to answer that, because we all three, it comes down to if you believe the Lord is calling you. You know, if you feel like he's calling you to the priesthood, then you walk through the door when it's open to you. So if you feel like, yes, I think the Lord is calling me to priesthood, then you should go to seminary before college. If you're still discerning and figuring out, well, maybe that could be something down the possibility, you know, college might make more sense. But the Lord's going to call different people at different times, Thomas. And so when the Lord calls, that's when we walk through. So it's going to be different for different guys.
Yeah, just got to go say yes whenever the Lord calls. So that was big for me. I did go to college, Drew and I did, Father Drew and I did, but I remember some people were like, why don't you just finish out your college career? But I just couldn't at the time. I was like, I know God's calling me right now, so I got to go. Maybe it would make more sense for me just to finish it out and more practical. But, yeah, just basically if you're confident and you've talked to the diocese and they've walked with you and discerned with you and it's a go, you just got to go when he calls.
If I had finished college, but it's a similar question of like what makes the most sense, I would have just finished my first year of priesthood, and that would have been such a tragedy.
Yeah, right.
That'd be such a tragedy in my life if I was just finishing my first year instead of my fifth year of priesthood. And so you go when you call. There's nothing that you're learning in college that you can't learn in the seminary. And there's nothing that you're going to learn on the job that you can't learn in seminary and formation and things like that. It just doesn't work like that. I'm sorry.
Like we were just saying, the guy that just was on the mic for Ethan, when we first sat down, Ethan and I, he's like, well, I'm going to finish this steel worker apprenticeship 3 years, and then I'm going to go into seminary. But the Lord kept prodding, and it just didn't make sense for him to stay in that anymore. And now he's going into seminary. You go when the Lord calls.
Go and call.
Good question, though.
Thomas, take a sticker.
I have like three of these.
Don't take a sticker then. We're almost out of stickers.
Or take a sticker and give it to someone else. I got more stickers over here. Okay. I got more.
Yeah, give a sticker to somebody.
Okay. Advertise for us, Thomas. Give Father Shabe a sticker for us.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
All right.
Okay. What's going on?
Here's
what
our
we
live
got here?
Signing.
Live signing.
I was going to say, I hear I've already been called out. So when you guys opening applications?
September 1st.
Okay, cool.
Just come on in, Elias, September 1st.
I'm not joking.
I know you're not.
He's setting a reminder on his phone.
Because I know you're
right
not
now.
Joking.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what's your name?
Like Elias Belton.
Where are you from?
St. John's, Clonmel.
All right, we got a lot of
questions. We got a live signing. Out.
What'd you do this summer, Elias?
Lots of camps. Totus Tuus camp.
Yeah.
Prayer in Action. Thing up at Benedictine. I feel like there was something else that I'm forgetting.
All right, Elias. Another night of the Holy Queen. We're excited. Elias, keep it up.
Yep.
We'll be keeping an eye on you. Yeah,
he's already rocking the sticker for us.
Amen.